This morning's meditation will be based upon the appointed psalm for this day, Psalm 16, and specifically where it says, "Lord, you have assigned me a portion in my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's the story of an old sailor who would repeatedly get lost at sea on his sailboat. So one day his friends gave him a compass for his birthday and urged him to use it. Well, the next time he set sail, he followed their advice and took the compass with him, but as usual, he got lost and had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. Waiting on shore, when he got back, his friends impatiently asked him why he had not used the compass that they had given him, to which the old sailor replied, "I tried to use it, but I wanted to go north. But as hard as I tried to make the needle aim in that direction, it just kept on pointing southeast." The point of the joke, of course, is that the old sailor was so certain that he knew which way was north that he stubbornly tried to force his own personal point of view on the compass, and unable to do so, he tossed it aside as being worthless, and as a result, he found himself lost. I think there is a lesson for us in this story, because how many of us do you suppose could probably identify with this stubborn sailor? Not with regards to sailing on the open seas, or us men refusing driving directions from our wives, but rather with regards to our refusal to follow the compass of God's will for our lives, and accepting and trusting in the path that he has laid out that leads to eternal life. We are all on an uncharted journey through life, along with his twists and turns, unseen dangers, and unexpected surprises. And we're not entirely sure where our life is headed, and that can be a little scary at times. But regardless of whether you have had rough seas or smooth sailing in life, ultimately, all of us, all of our journeys, will eventually lead all of us to the exact same port of call. It's a place called death. So the only real question is this, my friends. By what course are you navigating your life to that ultimate destination? What are you using as your compass? And will you safely reach the pier of paradise? Or will you crash on the rocky shoreline of eternal death and damnation? There's that old saying that all roads lead to Rome. And some, unfortunately, have mistakenly thought that this principle also applies to spiritual destinations as well, believing that all paths lead to God in heaven. Now, while this may appeal to our sense of fairness, it is not what the Scriptures teach us. For the Bible clearly points out that Jesus is the singular way of securing our delightful inheritance. The God who desires that all be saved wants to guide and direct our lives, and says as much in our psalm for this morning, saying that he has made known to us the path of life, and that path will lead us always to Christ Jesus. But so often, like that old sailor, we prefer to determine our own course in this life by ignoring the compass provided by God, that is, the Scriptures. And instead, we ask questions at critical junctures in our lives, such as, does it feel good? Will it bring me prosperity? How much effort will be required of me? Will it bring me recognition? Do I think it will ultimately make me happy? While often at the exact same time ignoring the most important question of all that we should be asking, is it right in the sight of God? Our Lord says in the book of Proverbs that the way that seems right to man in the end only leads to death. And indeed, the psalmist writes that the sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. And as we have all heard before, your God is whatever controls your life, whatever is most important to you, be it your faith, money, family, work, recreation, sports. If you're not sure who or what your God is, or you're concerned about having idols in your life, here is a good way to figure it out. Ask yourself this question: what is it that determines what I will be doing on Sunday morning? The simple truth is, folks will always make time for what's most important to them. God went to great lengths to gain for us access to heaven through the sacrifice of his only Son on the cross, and then he revealed this divine plan to us in the Bible. But all too often, we have chosen our own paths because we think we know better, or because God's plan just doesn't seem desirable or make sense to us. But that is kind of like being angry with a needle on a compass for always knowing where the north is. The truth is that attaining true lasting joy and happiness are not to be found in a bigger house, a different car, or a bank account overflowing with money. It will not be attained by gaining recognition or moving up the corporate ladder. True lasting joy can only be found in knowing God's peace that is attained in knowing and believing with your whole heart that through Christ your many sins are forgiven, all of them, and that your final destination is going to be heaven. Honestly, the world can keep its trophies and gold. The greatest possible achievement and blessing that you or I could ever hope to attain in this life is to follow the path that will lead to eternal life. And that path will lead us to the cross, where Jesus died receiving the punishment for our sins. Friends, our Lord does not want us to drift aimlessly through life. He has set for us what the psalmist called boundary lines, that is, guides for our life's journey that will prevent us from drifting off course. And when you and I follow in the direction which is laid out for us in God's Word, it will surely lead us to the pleasant shores of eternal life. And this is why it is so important for us to follow the needle on the compass that points us to church and to worship and to Bible study. Consider, very few people are expert in anything all by themselves. Do you know a good piano player who has not been instructed? Show me an athlete who achieves excellence all alone, apart from a coach. Very few learned men become so without the accumulated wisdom of the past centuries learned in school. How many heart surgeons would you allow to crack open your chest if you knew they had not attended medical school or performed the procedure before? Bottom line, excellence requires participation, support, and learning from those with knowledge. And that's why church is so important. As St. Paul points out, very few will achieve Christian maturity all by themselves, and seldom is the Bible correctly understood without the aid of educated pastors or theologians to guide. I mean, I can give you a map and a compass, but unless you have been taught how to use those two things, they won't be of much help to you. And this is why we go to church, so that you can wisely use God's word that he has given us to navigate through this world and to find our way to heaven. And the needle always points to the cross of Calvary. For there, our Lord took away our sins and opened the gates of heaven to all who would believe. Friends, follow that map, and then go to the cross and lay your sins at its base, and then hear Jesus declare you innocent and an inheritor of heaven. Now, none of this means that everything in life will be smooth sailing, but we can and will have a peace of mind that surpasses all human worries, because despite what we are or may be going through, we know that we are heading in the right direction that will lead us to a delightful inheritance. I think we could all agree, life certainly does have its ups and downs and its fair share of worries. The ocean of life can indeed sometimes get a little rough, and the ship we're on can get tossed about. but I know I'm heading in the right direction. With God's word as my compass, and the cross of Christ as my lighthouse in the distance, I know that I will make for the shores of heaven someday, and that I will stand at God's right hand enjoying the eternal pleasures of paradise. And I hope and I pray that you too will have or find this same confidence. For indeed, we have a beautiful inheritance awaiting us. Therefore, our hearts should be glad, and our whole being ought to rejoice, for our flesh dwells secure. For you, O Lord, have promised that through Christ our souls shall not be abandoned to Sheol. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding may keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, forevermore. Amen.